सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः एवरी बीइंग इन द क्रिएशन डिजायर टू बी हैप्पी To be happy is an intrinsic nature of an every being in the creation. Therefore, to be happy, to fulfill that, every human being keep a goal in front of his or her life to be happy. Every human being keeps a goal in front of his or her life. Even though happiness is desired by all beings, even though happiness is desired or wanted by every being, human being alone keep a goal, a destination, a gamyam to make himself or herself happy. That goal is called arthaha. Purushena arthyate iti arthaha. That goal which is sought after by the human beings is called purushartha. That goal which is sought after by the human beings is called purushartha. To be happy means to be free from sorrow. I want to be happy means what? I want to be free from sorrow. I want to be free from worry. That is my goal. That is called in Sanskrit moksha. Moksha means what? Freedom from sorrow is called moksha or liberation. So desire for happiness is equal to moksha. Moksha is equal to a purushartha. For that person require money, artha. So the kama, the desire to be free from sorrow, that is moksha. For that sake, person needs what? Artha. Artha means money. Why money is required? If you want to buy clothes, you require money to protect your body from climate, environment, shelter you require, food you require. Therefore, I need money. At the same time, I want to live safely. I don't want to get hurt by anyone in this creation. So everyone should dharmic towards me. Everyone should be dharmic. Anyayam pannakudad, akramam pannakudad towards me. Therefore I can say that word as dharma. So dharma artha kama moksha. So I seek happiness, that is my goal. That is called moksha. For that I need money. At the same time, dharmic, legitimate, it's a moral support I need. That is called dharma artha kama moksha purushartha. For that sake, I have to take an ashrama, brahmachari ashrama, grihastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, sannyasa ashrama. Why all these ashramas, stages of life? Ashrama means a stage of life where I put my effort, shrama, ashrama. In brahmachari ashrama, I study. Struggle is in there, effort is there. In grihastha ashrama, householder life, there is shrama, there is an effort. And vanaprastha also, there is shrama. Vanaprastha means after grihastha life, retirement life. Adi chonna puriyam. Vanaprastha na people cannot understand. Retirement life. Vanaprastha ashrama. Even sannyasa ashrama also, person has to put an effort to live a happy, comfortable life. So, four stages of life. So, to fulfill these goals, Shastra prescribed Panchamaha Yajnas. You worship God, Deva Yajnam. Take care of your ancestors, Pitru Yajnam. Show your gratitude, that is called Pitru Yajnam. Then Manushya Yajnam. Be friendly with the fellow human beings. And Bhuta Yajna. Be friendly with other beings also. Bhuta Yajnam. Manushya Yajnam means what? Be friendly with all human beings. Don't fight with anyone. Don't quarrel with anyone. Try to be friendly as much as possible. Then your life will be smooth. And be friendly with other living beings also. The harmony in the society alone will allow you to be happy. Therefore, Panchamaha Yajnas, fifth one is Rishi Yajnam. Rishi Yajnam means study of scriptures. To get happiness, that happiness is possible through self-knowledge, by study of scriptures. Be free from ignorance. Come out of ignorance by studying scriptures. These are all five Panchamaha Yajnas. If I study scriptures, now the relevant point is Rishi Yajna. Rishi Yajna means a study of scriptures. What you are doing here? Rishi Yajna. Where you are going to, if anybody asks what you have to say, I am going to do Rishi Yajnam. Previous class I have pointed out. So up to here we saw in the last class. No long gap. I hope you remember. Now then, next point, what is the benefit? What I get out of this study of scriptures? What benefit am I going to get? Prayojanam. Shastra gives five benefits if you study scriptures systematically for a length of time. What are all benefits you get? Number one is ajnana nivritti. You will be free from ignorance. Nobody wants to be ignorant. Everyone wants what? Knowledge. Jnanam or jignasa nivritti. Jignasa means jnatum ichchuhu. Jignasuhu. That jignasa nivritti means my desire to know will be fulfilled if I study Shastra. That ajnana nivritti or jignasa nivritti. I will explain what is ajnana nivritti slowly. Number two, the second benefit is samshaya nivritti. Samshaya nivritti. If I study scriptures, I will be free from that doubts. Free from doubt. Samshaya means doubt. Doubt about what? I will explain later. Samshaya nivritti is the phalam. Or you can say samshaya, I am free from samshaya means what? Vidya praptihi. Jnana prapti. Samshaya nivrittihi eva jnana praptihi. Vidya praptihi. Or you can say vidyananda praptihi. The ananda which comes out of knowledge, vidya. This is the second one. You can call in English intellectual pleasure. Intellectual pleasure. At the subtle level you get. Then number three, what benefit I get? Viparyaya nivrittihina. I will be free from all misconceptions. I will be free from all wrong notions, misconceptions. About what? I will explain later. Or you can put in another word, karpanya nivrittihina. Viparyaya nivrittihi means karpanya nivrittihi. Free from self-pity. Karpanya means kripanasya bhavaha karpanyam. Kripanatva means what? Self-pity. I am pity about myself. Adi rumba kevalamana vara nilamai. Self-pity. That is karpanya nivrittihi. Number four, aghata nivrittihi. Aghata nivrittihi. I will be free from all disappointments. I will be free from all disappointments on any failure. Aghata means what? Any calamity. If I face any adverse situation, condition, adversity, no? The condition of problems, critical in my life, suppose. that nivritti is possible by studying scriptures. These points I have to remember throughout my study, not only today. Throughout my scriptural study, I have to remember all these things. If I remember only, I'll continue the class. If I forget, I'll forget the class also. Therefore, I aghata nivrittihi means any effect, no? I am afflictions. I am free from any sort of affliction. It happens to the body, or it may happen to the mind, or it may happen to the intellect, or it may happen at any level. That aghata, the attack. Aghata means what? Attack. Attack by what? By so many factors. They will not directly attack like soldiers, but indirectly many people, many situations will attack me. From that attack, I can be protected myself. When? If I study scriptures. If I study Bhagavad Gita. So, aghata nivrittihi. Number 5, last 10, final one, dakshata praptihi. Dakshata means capacity. Dakshata means efficiency. I get more efficiency, more capacity to face my life situations. Dakshata praptihi. Capacity to withstand from all emotional disturbances. All emotional disturbances. Just as every mental mind disturbance is like a virus. Virus in the computer. Just as the virus attacks the computer, every mental disturbance is like a virus attacks the human brain computer. Vital information resources under siege is called virus. What is virus? Virus is that vital information resources all are under siege. Virus. Similarly, these emotional problems are like virus. What are all emotional problems? All frustration, depression, guilt, hurt, all these are like virus. So I can be free from that virus. Are you desired for that? No? You want to be free from that virus? Even doctors, scientists could not found that remedy for that virus. But our Shastra found a remedy for this brain virus. Emotional problem virus. The best medicine Shastra gives is scriptural study. Remember this. This is called Dakshata Prapti. I can face my life with cheerful face. I can face my life with a cheerful face. Now how am I facing? With the gloomy face I am facing my life. If I study scriptures, I can face my life with bloomy face, cheerful face. That is called dakshata. Really, you are interested in that efficiency, dakshata. Really, if you are interested, you will continue the study. If you remember all these benefits. That's why a real a seeker of all these five benefits, never miss the scriptural study. The real seeker of these benefits, whatever I have given, five benefits, will never miss the scriptural study. That student will become a sincere, regular student. Why? That student knows what for he or she is coming to the class. Not just like that coming to the class. The student knows why I am going to the class. To study Bhagavad Gita. What I want. What am I seeking? This is called clear vision. These are the benefits by studying scriptures. Okay? Now, what are our scriptures? That I should know. Next point. I want all these benefits. For that sake, I have to study scriptures. Then I have to know what are those scriptures. Before going to those scriptures, I have to explain these benefits. One or two, first three points I have to explain. Dakshata I have explained. Aghata Nivritti I have explained. And I have to explain the first one, Ajnana Nivritti. The first benefit. I said I will explain. Now I will explain. Ajnana Nivritti means. Ajnana means ignorance. Nivritti means free from. Free from ignorance of my scriptures. If I study scriptures, I can know to which culture I belong, where I have born, which culture, what are the scriptures, are the pillars of this culture. In this society, ajnana about my environment, my achara, sampradaya, where I have born, what is this land, what are the features of this land, what are the, you can call that important sources of this culture. So I have to know where am I living, to which culture I belong, what is the greatness of that culture, samskriti. Culture means what? Samskriti. You can call it as civilization. People are talking, you know, modern words, civilization. But exact Sanskrit word is samskriti. I belong to some samskriti, culture. I should know. If I do not know, I am the loser. I cannot be happy. So therefore I should know about my culture. And samshaya nivritti, doubts about, important doubts. There are so many doubts. But three important doubts. Doubts about the God. Who is that God? People are talking, the God created the world. Why he created the world? If he has, he or she, we do not know that also, confusion. Why can't he remove all these problems in the society? If he created, if there is a God, where is he abiding, residing? What is his address? Residential address. Kailasa or Vaikuntha. Doubt is there. People are talking about God, God, God. I do not know who is he or who is she. Where is he? Where is she? I do not know. Why he has created this creation? I do not know. If he has created, why can't he remove problems in the society? That also I do not know. Samshayam irukka illaya? Irukka. Samshaya is there. In a samshayam irukka nu solradhu kuda vekka padrom. I need not feel shy to accept my ignorance. Yes, I have doubts. People are talking about God, I am worshipping just like that. Some people are telling there are so many gods, some people are telling there is only one God. Big confusion. And some people are telling worship like this, don't worship like that. People are talking, I do not know what is right. Samshayam is there. About God there is samshaya. So to be free from that doubt, what I have to do? Study Shastra. Otherwise you will continue your whole life with this samshaya. Bhagavan and enna theriyadu. After some time you will get another doubt. See, these Nastikas are happily living. I am Astika, my life is more miserable. Therefore slowly you will become Nastika. Therefore, before becoming Nastika, better study scriptures. You know. Then doubt about the creation. What is this creation? Why sun is there? Why moon is there? Why oceans are there? Why mountains are there? Why trees at all? Why this creation at all? Why so many beings in this creation? If beings are created by God, why not nice, healthy beings? Why crocodile? Why snakes? Why scorpions? Why tiger? Why lion? And why like tiger-like human beings? Scorpion-like human beings? Why they are also born here in this creation? What is this creation? When it has come? Samshayam irukka? Irukku. I have a doubt, big doubt about creation. Therefore I have to study scriptures. Second doubt. Third doubt is doubt about myself. That's the biggest doubt. Why I have come into this world at all? Naan yen pirandhen? Why I am born at all? If I am born, why mosquitoes are also born along with me? If I am born, why Bhagavan create the 24 hours water also, well and good. But without water, why I am born, especially in Madras? Not only in Madras, in throughout country water problem is there. Okay, don't worry. Not only Madrasi problem, it is throughout India now problem is there. Why with this problem? Where from I have come? And I am going to stay some time only here. That is another tragedy. Where am I going later? This is the biggest doubt. I do not know how I have come into my mother's womb. I do not know. Why I am facing all these problems? I do not know. What is going to happen to me later? I do not know. Ellame question mark da. I do not know. I do not know. Doubt about oneself, individual. Jeeva vishaye samshayaha, srishti vishaye samshayaha, ishvara vishaye api samshayaha. Doubt with regard Ishvara, doubt with regard creation, doubt with regard myself. Poduma, these are main major doubts. All other doubt, chemistry doubt, physics doubt, adu vere. These are the major doubts. Samshaya nivritti. Then viparyaya nivritti, all misconceptions about my own religion, misconceptions about worship, misconceptions about God, God, Ishvara worship, the puja that which has to give happiness, santosha to me. On the other hand, that puja, worshipping, worship of the Lord giving me fear. Instead of giving happiness, I achieve the Parama Purushartha. Religion is a means, but that religion becoming a big obstacle for me. Therefore, I want to be free from that religion also, because it is creating unnecessary problem. Because religion has given some rules and regulations, I am not following them. Therefore, I give up that religious practices. And I am afraid of that religion, in which religion I am born. I am afraid to wear the religious marks. Vibhuti, I am afraid of wearing vibhuti. I am afraid of wearing chandan. I am afraid of wearing even kumkuma also. Because I am not able to show my religious marks boldly. I have a fear. I cannot go outside. Therefore, what I do? I don't want to put the religious marks. That religion creating fear in me. This is called viparyaya, misconception. All gods are equal, therefore I don't want to worship any god. Eppadi irukke statement, all gods are equal, why I have to worship only one god? Therefore I don't want to worship any god. So called intelligent people in the society, I don't want to mark, label myself to belong to any religion or to any particular god. What is this? Is it not misconception? Is it not wrong notion? Then what you are doing? I worship secretly. I worship secretly. I keep my religion secretly. Don't talk about your religion outside. What is this? Misconception. Wrong notion about religion, wrong notion about God, wrong notion about the way of worshipping, everything. All this should go away. It is not healthy. If a person continues with this viparyayas, wrong notion, that person is not a healthy person to himself or herself or to the society also. Such unhealthy persons are increasing in the society. That's why a big problem is taking place in the society. For the sake of society, at least for the sake of yourself, for the sake of oneself, a person has to study scriptures. That is viparyaya nivritti. Samshaya nivritti, viparyaya nivritti. Once I come out of all these misconceptions and ignorance, then only I can get dakshata prapti. I can face my life. I know what is what. Who is God? How this creation has come? Who am I? Where from I have come here? This is the responsibility, or at least for interest's sake, for curiosity's sake, I have to study. இல்லைன்னா தூங்குறது சாப்பிட்றது தூங்குறது தானே லைஃப். கீப்பிங் ஆல் திஸ் டவுட்ஸ் இன் த மைண்ட் அண்ட் டாக்கிங் நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் அண்ட் தே டாக் வெரி இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி இன் த அவுட் சைட் அட் த அவுட்டர் ரெல்ம் இன் த சொசைட்டி தே கிவ் ஸ்பீச் தே கிவ் லெக்சர் வாட் லெக்சர் தே கிவ் வாட் எவர் தே நோ வித் தீஸ் சம்சயாஸ் வித் தீஸ் டவுட்ஸ் with these confusions, with these wrong notions, they talk as they like. And they interpret what they understood with these all doubts, with all these misconceptions. And they think they are intelligent. And they address the people. And what the other people also? Gumpulo Govinda. A blind person leading the other blind people. That's why this, to rule this country or to be a leader, only one person is having the power. Not all people. They are called rishis. Rishis means jnanis. Rishati, janati. Who is free from all these doubts? Who is free from all these wrong misconceptions? Such a person alone is having the power to rule this humanity. If that people are not ruling, otherwise people are ruling, chalanuma? Venda. Problems. Therefore, we have to study scriptures. Understand? Never take it as just casual study. Time pass study we are not doing here. Not kalakshepam study we are doing here. There is a purpose. There is a prayojanam. There is a significance, highly significance. There is a high significance in this study. Try to understand. Therefore, if I know all these things alone and I remember all these things alone, I can be a serious, sincere student. Don't think what Swamini Bhagavad Gita and Chunnad, Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre, Chullamal, Idella Chullale. Ama. Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre, start Pandanavana. In the background, foundation irukkanam. Bhagavad Gita is like constructing the building. Without foundation, I cannot construct the building. Therefore, the foundation must be strong. What are those scriptures? Now we go to that part. Shruti, Smriti, Sutra. The scriptures are those. Number one is Shruti. Shruti means Veda. Four Vedas are Upanishads. Isha, Kena, Katha, all these Upanishads are called Shruti. Vedas are Shruti. Why they are called Shruti? Shrutatvat, Shruyate iti Shruti. Our rishis heard that Vedas, Veda mantras, Upanishad mantras, they heard. Therefore, they are called Shruti. Karna Paramparayan. This is the first primary scripture. Shruti. Who received that? Rishis received. Receivati iti rishihena. Who receives the teaching of the revelations of Bhagavan, the Ishvara. The Shabdam, Veda mantras are there in the Akasha. The Shabdam they heard because of their pure mind. Refined mind they have got. That's why they heard. That's called Shruti. Then Smriti. Smriti means Bhagavad Gita. Whatever the rishis heard and they memorized, whatever they memorized, they have written on palm leaves. Thalapatra, palm leaves, they have written. Smriti Grandhas. They are called Smriti. Smritatvat means, Smriti means Smaryatena. Smaranam, the one what you remember and bring out is called Smriti. then sutra. Sutra means Brahma Sutra. Sutra literature, Shruti literature, Smriti literature, and Sutra literature, Brahma Sutra. A logical analysis. These three are called Prasthana Trayam. These three are called Prasthana Trayam. Trayam means three. Prasthana means that which takes you to that goal. What is our goal? Moksha. What is moksha? Free from sorrow. Adi marakka kudadu. People have got wrong notion about moksha also. Naadi chollale. What is liberation? What is self-realization? What is atma sakshatkara? What is moksha also? Ella tappana ennam. Ellame. நமக்கு எதுக்கு வேதாந்தம் கிளாஸ் அங்கே எல்லாம் மோட்சம் பற்றி எல்லாம் பேசுகிறாங்கண்ணா? இந்த வயசில் எதுக்கு வேதாந்தம் கிளாஸ்ண்ணா? எந்த வயசில் ஹாப்பினஸ் வேணும் சொல்லுங்க. வென் யூ வாண்ட் ஹாப்பினஸ்? புச்சி ஏஜ். பிறக்கும் போதே வந்தாச்சு இந்த ஆனந்தம் வேணும், ஆனந்தம் வேணும். ஸோ வை பீப்புள் ஆர் டாக்கிங் லைக் திஸ்? இஸ் இட் நாட் இக்னரன்ஸ்? And they are talking like that and wasting other people's time also. Hey, don't go to class. Don't go to class. Yeah, if they go to class, they can be happy. No, these people do not know and they don't allow others also. What will happen afterwards? 70 years, pull pannende irpa life. Chalta hai. Kaisa hai life anna? Chalta hai. Odinde irukke. Poyinde irukke anna. Anandama irukke nu solla mata. ஏதோ போயிட்டே இருக்கு. இப்படிதான் வாழணும் லைஃப். அது சின்ன வயசுல வந்து படிச்சா எப்படி இருக்கும் லைஃப்? ஆனந்தமா இருக்கும். தட்ஸ் வை வேதாந்தம் கிளாஸுக்கு எல்லாம் ஒயிட் ஹேர் பீப்புள் தான் வருவான், ரிட்டையர்டு பீப்புள் தான் வருவான். சின்ன வயசுல யாராவது டீனேஜர்ஸ் 20-25 யாராவது பார்த்தா எங்க போயிட்டு வரேன்? கீதா கிளாஸ்க்கா? இப்போ இந்த ஏஜில் பாவம் என்னமோ ஆஃப் அனு சொல்லுவான். என்ன பண்ணுறது? வாட் டு டூ வித் திஸ் பீப்புள்? கிராஸ்பிங் பவர், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் பவர் ஈஸ் மோர் வென் யூ ஆர் யங். ஓல்டு பீப்புள் கூட இருக்கு கிராஸ்பிங் பவர் இருக்கு, இல்லைன்னு சொல்லலை. பட் யங் ஏஜ் இட் இஸ் மோர். தேர்ஃபோர் பிரஸ்தான த்ரயம், ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி சூத்ரா, தீஸ் ஆர் த த்ரீ டெக்ஸ்ட். அண்ட் த ஃபோர்த் ஒன் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரகரண கிரந்தா. பிரகரண கிரந்தா. Our scriptures talk about two things, two topics are there. All our scriptures, only two topics. நிறைய கிடையாது topics, ரெண்டே ரெண்டு topic தான். Understand the first topic, grow and come to the next topic. Dharma, Brahma. First topic is Dharmam, second topic is Brahmam. Whole Karma Kanda talks about Dharma, Manusmriti, Yajnavalkya Smriti. All the Smriti Granthas talk about Dharma. Veda Purva talks about Dharma. Live dharmically, righteous way, grow, mature, come to Brahma. Vedanta. The later portion of Shruti, Smriti, all these talk about Brahman. This is the knowledge of Brahman is called self-knowledge. That is called Tattva Bodha. తత్వబోధ ఇస్ ఎ ప్రకరణ గ్రంథ. డైరెక్ట్లీ స్టడీయింగ్ గీతా ఉపనిషత్ ఈజ్ వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఐ స్టడీ ఆల్సో ఐ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ అండ్ ఐ కెనాట్ గెట్ ఫుల్ బెనిఫిట్. దేర్ఫోర్ ద భగవద్గీత ఫర్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్స్ ప్రాక్టికల్ టీచింగ్ ఈజ్ భగవద్గీత. ఉపనిషత్ ఈజ్ మోర్ ఫిలాసాఫికల్ హైయెస్ట్ ఫిలాసఫీ హెస్ బీన్ టాట్ ఇన్ ద ఉపనిషత్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ ఎ సన్యాసీస్. భగవద్గీత ఈజ్ మెంట్ ఫర్ గృహస్థాస్ హూ ఈజ్ ఏ కర్మకాండి, హూ ఈజ్ డూయింగ్ కర్మకాండ, హౌ టు పర్ఫార్మ్, హౌ టు మేక్ వన్స్ లైఫ్ పీస్ఫుల్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ ప్రాక్టికల్ వే ఆఫ్ లర్నింగ్. ప్రాక్టికలీ ఇట్ టీచెస్ యూ. వేరే అది ఉపనిషత్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రాక్టికల్ టీచింగ్ దేర్, ఓన్లీ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. అంగే పోయి ఒన్ను పండ ముడి అవసరం కిడయాదు, నడిచి ఎలా పండి ముడిచిట్టు వరణం. అదనాల భగవద్గీత కొంచెం 6 అధ్యాయం పడిచినందుకప్పుడు ఉపనిషత్స్ విల్ స్టార్ట్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? భగవద్గీత ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రాక్టికల్ టీచింగ్, ప్రాక్టికల్ నాట్ థియరీ. ఎప్పుడు లైఫ్లో ఎప్పుడు ఇరకడం, హౌ టు హ్యాండిల్ ద సిచ్యువేషన్, హౌ టు హ్యాండిల్ యువర్ ఓన్ మైండ్, యువర్ ఓన్ ఇమోషన్స్, యువర్ ఓన్ పీపుల్, హౌ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ యువర్ డ్యూటీ, హౌ యు హ్యావ్ టు డెవలప్ డివోషన్ టువర్డ్స్ లార్డ్, ఆల్ దీస్ ప్రాక్టికల్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత. బట్ వేర్ యాజ్ ఇన్ శృతి, ఇఫ్ యు గో దేర్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రాక్టికల్ వే ఆఫ్ అప్లికేషన్, ఓన్లీ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, ఇంటలెక్చువల్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. బట్ రిమెంబర్, రిలీజియన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఇంటలెక్చువల్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దానే స్వామిని, ఎదుకాహ పూజ ఇదెల్లామే వేండామే, ప్రేయర్ అదెల్లా ఎదుకన్నా. నమ్మ క్లాస్ బిగిన్ విత్ ప్రేయర్. వితౌట్ ప్రేయర్, వితౌట్ వర్షిప్, వితౌట్ ఉపాసన, ఇఫ్ ఐ స్టడీ స్క్రిప్చర్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ లైక్ ఏ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ జిమ్నాస్టిక్స్. ఏ పర్సన్ మే సే దిస్ హైయెస్ట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ ఎట్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ లెవెల్, వై ఎట్ ఆల్ రిలీజియన్ గాడ్, వై ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్, వై ఐ హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ ఆల్ రిలీజియస్ మార్క్స్, వై ఐ హ్యావ్ టు వేర్ రుద్రాక్ష మాల ఆర్ స్ఫటిక మాల ఆర్ తులసి మాల, వై ఐ హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ విభూతి, వై ఐ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ లైక్ దిస్. నో, యు హ్యావ్ టు వేర్ ఆల్ రిలీజియస్ మార్క్స్, యు హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో, యు హ్యావ్ టు వర్షిప్ గాడ్, దెన్ అలోన్ యు క్యాన్ అటైన్ ద నాలెడ్జ్. అదర్వైజ్ ఇఫ్ యు థింక్ యు ఆర్ ఎ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ పర్సన్, ఐ వాంట్ టు గెట్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ నాలెడ్జ్, వీపుది పొట్టుకణమా ఎన్న అవశ్యమా ఎన్న, ఎదుకహ చందనం, ఎదుకహ కుంకుమ, ఎదుకహ జంధ్యం పొట్టుకణం, ఎదుకహ ఇన్ రిలీజియస్ మార్క్స్, ఎదుకహ పూజ పండడం, ఎదుకహ ఉగాది సెలబ్రేట్ పండడం, నాలెక్కి న్యూ వర్ష పరప. అకార్డింగ్ టు వేద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ టుమారో ఈజ్ ద న్యూ ఇయర్, తారణ నామ సంవత్సరం ఇస్ కమింగ్ టుమారో, సో ఇట్స్ ఎ న్యూ బిగినింగ్ ఫర్ న్యూ ఇయర్, తారణ నామ సంవత్సరం. సో ఐ హ్యావ్ టు స్టార్ట్ మై లైఫ్ విత్ ఆల్ ఫెస్టివల్స్ ఆల్సో, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఎన్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ జిమ్నాస్టిక్స్. దేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ సింపుల్ వే ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ప్రకరణ గ్రంథ వీ హ్యావ్ టు స్టార్ట్. ప్రకరణ గ్రంథ మీన్స్ one topic, no, from the shruti smriti they take a topic highlights in the prakarana grantha in a simple understanding language. The authors, the saints, mahatmas wrote many prakarana granthas to communicate this knowledge in a simple way. therefore prakarana grantha. Mainly this tattva bodha is a simple prakarana grantha which gives the Vedantic terminology. For a student who want to study scriptures, that student has to know the jargons of the scriptures. Just as the doctor should know the jargons of medicine. The software engineer should know the jargons of that computer. Chemistry has got its own jargons, physics has got its own jargons, music has got its own jargons, dance has got its own jargons. Every science, where you go, dance. Na veetlane kattukuren swamine dance anna mudiyuma 6 varsham minimum 12 varsham maximum poi aaganum paata class any class you have to go and learn. Adikella pore swamine idu patta maatram veetla padichukuren na adu eppadi self knowledge patti eppadi veetla padikka mudiyum. You have to study under a teacher. I have to know the jargons, the terminology. Paribhashika padani. In Sanskrit we call it as paribhashika padani. Paribhasha. Paribhasha teriyamale shastram onnume puriyadu. Adhanaala whoever comes in the middle, I used to tell them, listen to Tattva Bodha cassettes. Those are coming now, listening Tattva Bodha. They need not listen cassettes. Because you are directly listening Tattva Bodha. Without understanding the jargons, I cannot understand that science, any science. Here our subject is Vedanta. The end portion of Veda, that is Tattva Bodha. Tattva means the truth, the self. Bodha means knowledge. We have no clear idea about the author of this text. Many people say Adi Shankaracharya, but there are different versions. The author name has not mentioned at all. We take that author is the disciple of Vasudevendra Yogindra. By this prayer, we come to know this book, Tattva Bodha, Prakarana Grantha, written by the disciple of Vasudevendra Yogindra. Vasudevendra Yogi. His disciple wrote this Tattva Bodha. So therefore, with this background, we have to enter in the proper text. The text begin with one shloka and rest of the portion is prose portion. Then again last you will get again poetry, no? Verse form. So we'll read that prayer shloka first. Vasudevendra Yogindram. Natva jnana pradam gurum.
Natva jnana pradam gurum.
Mumukshu nam hitarthaya.
Mumukshu nam hitarthaya.
Tattva bodho bhidhiyate. This is an invocation prayer, Mangala Shlokam. The author of this Tattva Bodha offers his prayer to his Guru. The Mangala Shloka always will be there in any of the text in the beginning. It is our sampradaya. ஃபார் நிர்விக்ன சமாப்தியர்த்தம். விக்னம் இல்லாமலே, வித்தவுட் எனி ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கல், த ஆத்தர் ரைட்ஸ் டு கம்ப்ளீட் த ஒர்க். திஸ் ரைட்டிங் ஹி ரைட்ஸ் தட் ஸ்லோகா, seeking the blessings of his guru. Here he is seeking the blessings of guru as well as Vasudeva, you can take Lord Krishna, Vishnu. So there are two meanings you can see in this shloka. Vasudevendra yogindram natva, having saluted to my guru who is Vasudevendra yogi. My guru, my salutations. Who is that guru? Who gives me jnanam? Jnana pradam gurum. Who gives me jnanam? Jnana pradata. Who has given me this knowledge? Otherwise, how can I read Tattva Bodha? Therefore, my guru, who gave me this knowledge, my pranams to him. And for whose sake I am writing this book? I am writing this book for those people, mumukshuna, for the seekers of moksha, I am writing this book. Mumukshuna. Hitarthaya, for their sake, for their well-being. Tattva bodhaha abhidhiyate. This tattva bodha is expounded, written by me, right, going to write by me. He is writing that shloka. That is the meaning. Tattva bodhaha abhidhiyate. More in the next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ